We're back with Chicago, different song now. This is an awesome love song entitled Beginnings. You know, we got to hear some more of that. We have got to hear some more of that. And we will. But let's get back to the bats and the antibiotics and the superbugs.
So you look at these 1,000 pieces of puzzle, and bat may be contributing to just one small piece of that puzzle. But if these pieces of puzzles actually get lost, the whole puzzle will never be complete in the same way. We need to be careful with the head and also our hands. We have to make sure that we are not touching or breaking off the mineral deposits that the caves have.
Anne is looking for soda straw speleothems made of calcium carbonate or calcium sulfate. It is believed that the impact of calcium's positively charged ions between bacteria DNA strands could be the key to killing bacteria.
We would like to take soda straw, popcorn, and then soil sample from the soil sample, especially from the octopus room. And we would like to set up an experiment there.
Anne's research in the Iron Curtain Cave has had promising results so far, though it is a sluggish process. Bacteria can take weeks to grow, and only then can Anne determine if it shows promise against drug-resistant superbugs.
Initially, we found hundreds of bacteria. We tried to isolate bacteria that live from Iron Curtain Cave in the lab, and we found 14 of them initially that show activity against multi-drug resistant bacteria, all those bad bacteria.
At that point, samples leave Anne's lab for genome sequencing.
Now we actually single out for the two of them. So we have the two, hopefully, superhero right now.
Out of the hundreds of samples she collected, only two have the potential to be what Anne calls superhero bacteria. But just because they work in a petri dish doesn't mean they will work in humans. It will take billions of dollars and many years to move forward with any potential drug. And there's very little profit to be had. That's why there's been slow, if any, progress in the last few years.
I do believe that we have solution, but all of us have to work together, not just scientists, not just politicians, not just the pharmaceutical companies, not just the policymakers. Every one of us need to understand what the implications of overuse and misuse of antibiotics in our society and how we can reduce that.
Anne doesn't let the daunting complications waver her. Instead, her search continues.
This cave gets its name because of this beautiful backdrop here. You can see that it would take numbers of years, possibly millions of years, to form. I can imagine how many species of bacteria and microorganisms that live in that structure, that formation, and maybe one of them would actually could be our superhero that could produce new antibiotics for us one day.
This episode was presented by the U.S. Air Force. Learn more at airforce.com.
Wow. Superhero. A superhero to fight the superbugs. We need it. So, let's wish them the best. I hope that their work hasn't been hindered by the government shutdown, as so much research has been. Well, speaking of shutdowns, let's look at some more harm being done to our fellow Americans by the shutdown, particularly when it comes to the possibility of food reductions. Does anybody like to eat food out there? Anyone listening? Yes, food. Do you like to eat food? All right. How many of you eat food simply because you like eating food? You just enjoy food. What kinds of foods do you enjoy eating? Yeah, seriously. I mean, are you a vegetable lover? Are you a meat lover? Are you a bread lover? Are you a dessert lover? What kinds of foods do you enjoy eating? All right, now that asked, let me ask you this. How many of you eat primarily because you need to eat? In other words, you're okay with it. The pleasure principle is there, but for you, the pleasure of eating isn't that big for you. You eat primarily because you know your body needs the nutrients. And I'm saying that laughing now, but I'm serious too. I know that, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, we're not all alike. We're not all alike. And so not everybody is going to be tempted to eat that apple pie with that beautiful serving of vanilla ice cream. Not everyone is going to be all excited about eating that lemon meringue pie after they finish off that wonderful looking lasagna with the string beans and applesauce. No, but that's okay. It is okay that we're not all alike. Some people eat primarily because of need. Some people eat primarily because of desire. Some people eat almost half and half, just as much desire as for need. But we all need to eat. Now, can you imagine how bad things would get if you are already literally short on food almost all the time? And then through no fault of yours, the funding used to help you eat got cut really, really short. For example, through a forced governmental shutdown, totally unnecessary, not at all mandated, just desired by our president to try to force the Democrats to give him his way and give him an extra almost $6 billion to build a border wall. We'll see the connection between the food, particularly SNAP, and the government shutdown when I come back.